Hey, Mr. Binks, you know how I love dogs in culture, in art, photography, and also film. Well, that's why I'm zooming down to this year's FIDOs at the British Film Institute. I'm Anna Webb. Welcome to A Dog's Life. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Anna.
Hey, guess what? You know, I went down to the FIDOs the other day, which was absolutely brilliant.
Yes, I know. You went to something exciting without me again.
I can't believe it.
I've got to. I know. We've got to talk to my personal assistant, sort of my diary properly. AKA me.
Because, you know, we've spoken to Toby Rose, the organizer of the FIDOs and indeed the Palm Dog before. It was so lovely to go there this year because it was in the BFI, you know, the new BFI on Stephen Street that's just off Tottenham Court Road.
Yeah. No, it sounded like a great place. And we did want to go, but it was one of those days. I just couldn't make it happen. But it sounded very exciting. So, but it got me thinking about my favorite dog movie.
What is it?
Cujo.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah, good. Yeah. Well, that's Steven Spielberg, right?
Stephen King.
Stephen King.
Yeah. Because you know what? You know why? Because it's actually even because the dog is you know, the danger and the menace, and what it creates a scary bit about it. You actually feel sorry for the dog. And particularly if you read the book, you know, there's some times when the point of view shifts to the dog, and the dog is in such agony because of rabies. He explains why he wants to kill everything, and you sympathize, and you actually you identify with Cujo. So, in a weird way, Cujo was kind of the hero of the book, even though he's the killer.
Yeah, that is so interesting. I know. I did read about Stephen King. He got the inspiration for that by going to his mechanic one day. And his mechanic, a very large dog, maybe not a St. Bernard, but a very large dog that was very grumpy in the garage. So that's where the thought developed, apparently. Well, what's
and
my
he,
favorite
he's,
film?
He's got oh. a he's and he's got a dog now that he's always putting on Twitter, called Molly the Thing of Evil, which is this like border collie, and that's all he ever posts about. He rarely talks about anything else, but he's always putting up pictures of his dog Molly.
That's interesting. Maybe he needs to see a dog trainer so that he can advance his relationship with Molly, so he puts nice things up about her. Well, in terms of my film, gosh, I've got so many, it's crazy, but I'm going to go for an animation, actually, which I think does still count, which is Tim Burton's film, Frankenweenie, which is an animation of involving a bull terrier that's owned by this little boy, and the bull terrier gets run over, and it's awful, chasing his tennis ball, and then the little boy rebuilds him. And that's where Frankenweenie comes in. The dog was called Sparky, very appropriate, as he has lots of sparks and electrical currents running through him on a wintry, stormy night. And there's this blast of lightning that brings him back to life and the joy of this little boy. And then, sadly, though, the end isn't good. And he lets Sparky die as he realizes you can't really bring animals back from the dead, unfortunately. So it was kind of a really heavy film, but so brilliantly animated, and the story came from such a positive place in the heart.
That sounds very sad. I'm not sure if I'm going to watch that this weekend or not, but maybe I will. So, well, tell me about what I miss out then. What was it like down there?
Well, gosh, it was such an advancement in a way from previous FIDOs that have all been really groovy and eclectic, but they've been in smaller venues, mainly groovy restaurants. One once at Cold Drops Yard. There was another at Smithfield's in a very, very stylish restaurant as part of the meat market. And we all had delicious little tapas and, you know, it was very stylish but small. But this time, of course, the scale and the prestige of being in the British Film Institute added to the whole vibe, you know, and the dress code was dress up. So boy, oh boy, did some people dress up. There were lots of dogs there. Dogs were totally welcomed on the red carpet. There was a whole beautiful dog friendly and human friendly buffet laid out by Love My Human. So that was nice. Everyone could have a quick little nibble and so could the dogs. The seating was really, it was just brilliant. And it just went through. Toby announced all the award categories, the runners up and the winners. Some of them couldn't actually be there in person because they're international film stars now, so they weren't actually in the country. But the whole thing is staged on the Sunday of the Oscars as a way, with the time frame of kind of hitting the scene before the Oscars are in fact announced. So it's an interesting play going on, simply because through all this time of dogs being great in the movies, you know, Rin Tin Tin, you know, saved Warner Brothers from bankruptcy in 1930, you know, he didn't even get an Oscar and he saved the company. You know, so there've been these great dogs with great performances that have never been recognized officially by the film industry as such. So, but the Fidos are now, knocking on the door because of one dog's remarkable performance in Anatomy of a Fall. I don't want to give any away too much. May as well. She is the overall winner. Messi, and a border collie. And in Anatomy of a Fall, his performance was so realistic that co-star Ryan Gosling was so worried, thinking that Messi actually was dying because she had to play dead. That he rushed over to check that everything was all right with her, you know, so convincing was her play acting. However, she was absolutely fine. So they must have retaken that shot.
Brilliant. Brilliant. So, so it was a busy day down there. And so you talked to Love My Human and loads of other people. So you recorded some stuff down there. And so who did you start off with?
I started off with Toby Rose himself.
We're here at the BFI on Tottenham Court Road, where we are about to celebrate the Fido's four incredible dogs on screen.
I absolutely love this. I've been coming to this awards probably for good 10 years, and it's just built momentum more and more. And we're now in such a prestigious venue, and I can see some quite big celebrities over there, Toby.
Yes, we are very lucky because with us today, we have very prestigious dogs. We have a lookalike of Messi from the Palm Dog winning film Anatomy of a Fall. Mm. That's a four-legged celebrity. We also have a two-legged celebrity called Jean-Christophe Bouvet, who's better known as Pierre Cadeau on the TV series Emily in Paris. So let's be quite honest, we have a global star amongst us.
We really do. Gosh, I have to say I loved Emily in Paris because I lived in Paris for 2 years. I think I've told you that. I'm such a name dropper. So it was like revisiting my past.
Well, we like to revisit our past when it's happy, gorgeous and glamorous. And all I can say is today surely counts as a revisit that is happy, gorgeous and glamorous.
It really does, despite the true British weather out there, Toby. But we've got a number of awards lined up as ever, from Mutt Moment, Rom-Com Rover. What else?
Well, we have Comedy Canine, I think it's important. And one particular award I'm especially excited about is Fire Dog Manitarian. And that is an award that this year will be going to Bruce Oldfield, who designed the coronation dress for Camilla, upon which were embroidered not one but two dogs.
I remember.
How amazing.
Yes, in fact, Jack Russells.
Two Jack Russells, and they were both rescues. So it's absolutely wonderful and absolutely gorgeous. And if I'm not much mistaken, their names were Bluebell and Beth.
Yes, from Battersea. I think that's so lovely. They're my favourites.
Alliteration. Beth, Bluebell, Battersea.
Alliteration indeed. Well, talking about alliteration, Mr. Binks is not here today because he's still very tired after Crufts. But he sends his best wishes and would like to be here because he looks like the dog on your Fido's logo.
The good news is, Anna, we have some fabulous news because we have a dog that will stand in for Mr. Binks, even though those are difficult two pairs of shoes to fill. And that little dog is called Glitch. And Glitch is coming over to join us now. If Glitch can come over, you can then meet Glitch, who will join you for the fabulousness of the Barbie collection of prize.
Fantastic.
This dog is Glitch. What do you think? Tell us what you think, Anna.
I love Glitch. Well, I've met Glitch before because Glitch's owner is very famous on the dog scene for her marvellous training.
Hello. We try. Hello, hello. Glitch, don't lick it.
Oh, don't worry. I think my phone stinks of dog. Everything. But how lovely to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you here as well.
And I'm so excited that Glitch will join me to present the Barbie Award.
Oh, nice. Yeah, I think she'll be happy. If there are treats around, she'll be happy.
Oh, yes. Oh, well, lovely. Well,
plenty
Toby,
of treats
there's plenty. Well, Toby, so...
It's treat ground zero.
It's fantastic. So let's... I'm going to go mingle and maybe grab another little vox pop.
Why don't you? Go and vox pop with the people.
See you later.
Bye, Toby.
Hi, Anna.
Jenny from Love My Human. Oh, my gosh, I feel we haven't seen each other for 1,000 years, actually. It's been a while. So how excited to bump into you in the pouring rain. We're all looking a bit bedraggled, aren't we? And we're at a really glamorous event, and it's such a shame.
Oh,
we're squelching through puddles.
Oh, I know. At least we're nice and dry in here.
Oh, we are. No.
And we're here today. We're one of the sponsors.
Oh, are you?
Yes, yes, yes. So we have put on a lovely spread.
I see now, actually. Gosh,
yes.
There you go.
For humans and for the doggies.
That's so kind.
So, no, not at all. I mean, you know, we love anything to do with sort of creativity in film,
yes,
and actors.
And of course, you know, you're no stranger to making delicious food.
Oh, gosh.
Down on the King's Road.
Yes, absolutely.
In your townhouse.
Yes, that's right. Yes, which you helped with a menu, on the menu. Do you remember?
I know, I did.
When we started?
It's been so busy. I haven't really been able to get sort of out of Hackney before, so, but I must come down. So I've actually got something to ask you, which we'll do off air. It might be quite, you might like it.
Because we were always wanting to do the Fertizzo.
Yes.
With ours, but I know we're a bit far away. But
do it
because people are getting to know us and our rooms now.
You're not far away. No, it's just been loads of things going on, you know.
Yes,
lots of collaborations.
Good.
And all sorts. But yes, today this is such a great event, you know, because we're celebrating dogs in film. So, you know, we've both been up at Crufts celebrating dogs for dogs and the breeds. And this is now dogs in film. I just think it's the best thing.
Yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be amazing. And of course, you know, we've got Messi here, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
Is Messi the stage name or the... It's a real name,
I'm not sure, actually. I'm not sure.
Okay.
So, but she's hit Hollywood.
Yeah.
You know, talking about, you know, hitting the ground running.
It's no, like, absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, brilliant. Well, I can't wait to have a catch up a bit later.
Definitely,
Jenny,
Anna.
Thank you so much.
Lovely to see you.
Gosh, I've just bumped into Anna Smith, the amazingly famous film critic. Hello, Anna.
Hello. Lovely to see you.
And how are you feeling about this year's Fidos? And there's a lot of pressure on you because you're one of the judges.
I am one of the judges. So obviously, you know, it's been a big year for dogs in film. Very exciting. Lots of deliberations. I'm very excited to be announcing some winners today and have some gorgeous canines here to celebrate with us as well.
I see. You know, it's so exciting. And some celebrities. I mean, there's yourself, obviously. But, you know, Emily in Paris.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've got Monica Dolan, star of stage and screen, here with her dog Velma, who is actually dressed as Wonder Woman, the dog, not Monica. So, yeah, it's pretty exciting. It's a colourful occasion, and I'm always loving to see celebrities who just adore dogs and are really happy to come here and, yeah, be barking mad for the day.
Oh, God, we do love it. Do you think it's harder to judge the performance of a dog in a movie than a human?
Very good question. I mean, this is something that we do deliberate. I think it pays to know a bit about animal training and obviously to be aware of some of the challenges, some of the behind-the-scenes stories. You know, for example, in Anatomy of a Fall, it's very interesting reading up on how Messi the dog was trained for that incredible scene, which has got people talking around the globe. I think that's an example of how actually dogs in film is even bigger than ever this year. So they're very different beasts, literally. And I think you've got to think about casting, presentation, performance, training, and also prominence in the plot. I like to think, you know, would this story happen without the dog?
That's so important. I love that. Well, look, Anna, thank you. I can't wait to get this going. It's fantastic.
Me too. I'm excited.
Ira Moss, it's brilliant to meet you at where are we? We're at the Fidos.
Yeah, Fido Awards, Toby Rose. Great. It's lovely to see all the dogs.
Have you been here before?
I have been here because we actually held the All Dogs Matter 10th year anniversary, which of course you were at, 4 years ago. Was it 3 or 4 years ago? Anyway, can't remember, but it's a great venue, and went to the Fido Awards last year, but it seems to be getting bigger and better.
It really does. I think I've been going for about 10 years because I do love Toby Rose and I just love dogs in film. So, but this really takes it up to a new level because, you know, well, I suppose we're in real central London in the BFI, yeah, you know.
I mean, yeah, it's great. No, it's a great venue and there's so many more people here this year.
Really?
Yeah, I think it should hopefully be getting bigger and better each year. It's such a great idea, you know, awards for dogs in film. Why not?
I know. I've just been speaking to the film critic, Anna Smith, about how you know, decide a dog's performance as opposed to a human's performance, which she normally does. It's quite funny.
Yeah. No, it's yeah, I suppose there is such thing as a dog actor and some are better than others. Well, why not?
Well, yeah, exactly. Well, Ira, fantastic. And how's Mimi, your Frenchie?
Yeah, Mimi's here. She also wanted to come along to the wards. She wants to be part of it. So, yeah, Mimi's come along for the day. And lots of other lovely dogs here as well. We've got some Poms, some Collies, all sorts of dogs here in the background. So looking forward to the wards taking place.
Oh, we'll see you there. Cheers, Ira. Hello, I've just spotted the most glamorous man in a floral jacket and a stylish polo neck and an even more stunning, may I say, silver poodle. And you're Malcolm.
Yep.
And who is your poodle?
Roger.
Roger. Tell us a bit more about both yourself and Roger.
Roger's almost two. He was at Crufts on Friday.
Was he? I was there on Friday.
And he was representing therapy dogs as an ambassador for that. So he's a really good therapy dog. So he's this beautiful inside and out. He lives at home with my husband and two brothers. One's called Rafa, his elder brother. And then he's got a younger brother called Sir Andy, all named after tennis stars.
Are they all standard poodles?
They're all standard poodles and they're all brothers.
Oh, how amazing.
All from the same litter.
And how
the same
would you
parent.
Describe the standard poodle to someone?
I think they are the most intelligent, most loving, but also they are the most beautiful dogs that you can imagine. I mean, we enter some shows, fun shows, but I always feel we cheat a little bit because when you arrive with a standard poodle, people go, oh God, what's the point of entering this competition? And one friend said to me, it's like going to a music party and you bring a recorder and then someone brings a grand piano. And I think a standard poodle is like that. It's the grand piano of the dog world.
Yeah, and what upsets me is you hardly see poodles these days.
No.
You know, everybody's into the doodle woodles.
Exactly. Everything's crossed with a poodle. But when I ask people, what is it you like about your cockapoo, your golden doodle, they describe a poodle. And I think, just have a poodle.
Well, a poodle's on my list for my next dogs. My little dog is so tired after 2 days at Crufts, I didn't want to push him. He's 12, and the weather was so ghastly. But now I miss him, and he should be here.
Yeah, Crufts is a long day.
A long,
because he was on show all day.
And it's, you know, and it's the atmosphere, it's very dry. But listen, enjoy the awards,
thank you.
And we'll catch you later. Thank you, Malcolm. Jean-Christophe Bouvet, how excited am I that you're just having a quick chat on my podcast. I'm a massive, massive fan of Emily in Paris. And in that series, you were the amazing fashion designer, Pierre Cardin.
Pierre Cadeau, yes.
Cadeau, that's it. No, Cardin, that would have been a bit too libelous.
That's the idea, yes, Pierre Cadeau, yeah. Pierre Cardin. And the guy, the as far as the costume is concerned, it is more Lagerfeld.
Yes,
Lagerfeld.
Absolutely. It was just such
it's a mixture.
A spoof.
Yeah, that's right.
I think they have that word in French, don't they, as well?
Yes.
But why are you here? Is it because you love dogs?
Yeah, first of all, I love dogs. And after that, Toby Rose, who organized this thing, is a friend of mine. He lives half in Paris and half in London. So that's why.
And how do you like London compared to Paris?
I love London because this is a place for dogs, because of the houses, gardens, and in the centre of London there is a Hyde Park. So this is really a city for dogs and for kids. New York has a Central Park as well. Not too bad, but Paris is a catastrophe for kids and dogs. I think the French are too intellectuals, too adults.
I don't I disagree, because I was blessed to live in Paris
yes.
back in 1990 for 2 years.
Yes.
And there were dogs everywhere, and it really made me feel at home. And way back then, dogs were in the restaurants. Dogs were everywhere. And I disagree. I think Paris was the trailblazing city of what we now have called dog-friendly.
Oh, yeah, but you have to ask the dog if they're happy in Paris. I'm not sure about this.
Fair comment. Absolutely fair comment. Oh, well, look, thank you for coming over for this event, because Toby is a great friend of mine, and I just love dogs in film, too.
My pleasure.
Thank you.
Woof, woof, woof.
Woof, woof. Gosh, I'm bumping into all the great people here. So, Cozzy, hello. How are you? Long time no see.
I'm really good, thank you. How are you?
I'm very well. You look so sparkly.
Always got to be sparkly, especially at the Fidos.
I know.
Yes, this year's collars, the award collars, even have a glitter sparkle lacquer.
So just explain to the listeners, you make the amazing Dogs Winners collars.
A ceremonial Fido Awards, yes.
Right.
I make them, and it's been very fun this year. Sorry, I've lost my voice slightly. I sound a bit husky. But it's been very fun, all hand-painted. We've got some neon pink. We've got glittery colours. We've got sparkles. It's been good.
How exciting. I think I'm presenting award. I'm without a dog, so I feel
me too.
Naked.
I feel naked too, but my dogs are so naughty. I left them at home.
Oh, Mr. Binks is just so tired
because
he did crafts for 2 whole days and it was full on.
Yeah, it's a big combo. Crafts, the Oscars, Fidos.
Fidos, too much. So I think it was a shame. I wish I brought him now, but it was the weather was so damp and I thought, I don't want to push him too much.
No.
Because he's
12. Oh, he's doing well.
Yeah, he is.
Mine are only 3, but just terribly naughty. And also working in the shop today. So that's, they're doing their day job.
And where's your shop now, Cozzy?
In Brighton. We opened a shop 2 years ago.
So what's your brand?
Creature Clothes.
And you make amazing collars.
We handmade collars and beds and so many new things now. Coats and blankets and lots of things.
And you love it in Brighton?
Love it in Brighton. Swim in the sea in the mornings, open the shop in the afternoon. So dogs are in the window. We're in the North Mains. You should come by. Come and see us.
I would love to. I should get out at London more.
Yes, an hour on the train. Come.
That's it. Come on, Anna. Get down there. Oh, well, Cozzy, I can't wait to catch you later as well.
I know. It's so good to see you.
Lovely to see you.
Have a good... Have lots of fun.
Thank you. And you... Sara, gosh, we've been sitting next to each other during the actual ceremony of the Fidos. How was it for you?
It was absolutely amazing. It was so wonderful to see all the dogs finally get recognition for all their hard work in the films throughout the year.
Yeah, I just love this awards, and it's so much fun being in the BFI, I think it just crowns it, and on the day of the Oscars as well, there's a massive irony going on somewhere. But tell us about Josephine.
So Josephine is a little rescue. She's a long-haired chihuahua. She was found with another dog locked in a rabbit hutch, and we had both of them, but the other one, she passed away 2 years ago from a heart condition, and Josephine's still with us. She hasn't been in any films or TV shows yet, but she has been in some adverts that you might have seen on social media and with some beauty brands.
I must say, I haven't actually totally noticed, but she is a stunning little chihuahua. I mean, I love small dogs, actually. And I know my Mr. Binks, who has been to every other Fido during his whole life, except for today, due to him being exhausted after 2 very exhausting days at Crufts.
Oh, yes, for sure. I mean, Josephine, she's a little bit of an older lady as well. She's nearly 10. And after today, she's just going to go home and sleep for the next 24 hours straight.
Exactly. It wears them out, all the energy and the fairly dry atmosphere, particularly up at Crufts, not so much in here. It does drain them very much. But, oh, my God, I think this is the best Fidos without doubt to date. What would you say?
Oh, definitely.
I think Josephine agrees.
Oh, Josephine definitely agrees, although she should have won the award for Josephine's dog. for Napoleon's Josephine's dog. But yeah, it was absolutely amazing. This is definitely has been the best one so far, and it can only get better from here.
So it can.
Every year it gets better and better, and I can't wait to see what the next one is going to hold.
Well, I can't wait to see you there, Sara and Josephine. Thank you.
Well, that sounded amazing and busy and chaotic and a whole lot of fun. So well done.
Oh, yeah, no, it was great. You must come next year, Mike.
Definitely, definitely. So we heard a bit about from Sarah there after the award. So what we don't know is who won all the awards.
Okay, yes. So the winners were for Mutt Moment. It was Anatomy of a Fall, starring Messi, the Border Collie. Blockbuster Bowser. That was for The Little Mermaid, where Max, the old English sheepdog called Gary, who played Max, was actually there on the Sunday to collect his special collar. Comedy Canine, Poor Things. And that was for a black standard poodle in Paris. Rom-com Rover, that was awarded for Barbie, where the West Highland White Terrier called Sugar makes a Bijou performance. Historical Hound, that was awarded to the film Napoleon for Josephine's Pomeranian named Fortune. And the overall winner, the Best in Year category, 2024, was awarded to Messi, the Border Collie, for her stunning performance in Anatomy of a Fall, where she played an assistance dog to a visually impaired boy who was the only witness to his father's death. And it includes the scene where the dog Snoop, who was played by Messi, almost dies. And yeah, that was the point where in real life, Ryan Gosling was duped and rushed over to help her. There you go. A starring performance indeed.
Well, I haven't seen that film yet, so I'll have to check it out. But I definitely got to go to the Fidos next year because that sounded like a lot of fun.
A lot of fun. And I think, you know, this year Toby had sponsors and I really believe the event is something that should be far more recognised and supported. Well, that's our show, Mr. Binks. What did you think? Yes, I know. I will get you an agent and we will audition for some parts. And you're right. It is time for Woof of the Week. In many of the great films over the last few decades, dogs have really stood out alongside their human co-stars and deserve to be recognised for it. Well, I hope you all enjoyed it. If you did, go on, rate and review the show wherever you tune into your podcasts. It really makes a difference. Thanks again to Toby Rose for staging an amazing event that is the Fidos. And all the links, of course, are in the show notes. Thanks again to Mike Hansen, my producer, for all the music and production, of course, as ever. Find out more about Mike at Podpeople UK. And for me, you can check out lots of things on my website or follow me on at AnnaWebDogs. What's that, Mr. Binks? Yes, you're right. We will be back in your feed next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday. So why don't you subscribe now? Because the thing is, then you'll never miss another show. Bye for now.